USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In his prepared remarks for a closed-door deposition in the impeachment inquiry, the political counsel at the U.S. Embassy in Kiev, David Holmes, says he overheard President Trump talking on the phone with a U.S. ambassador about investigations in Ukraine, a day after the president talked with Ukraine's president back in July. Holmes added, the president was talking so loudly, Ambassador Gordon Sondland had to hold the phone away from his ear. Holmes said he heard the president ask, so he's going to do the investigation? He said Sondland replied, he's going to do it.
The arrows continue to point in the direction of a shakedown scheme led by the president of the United States.
Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell spoke about his impression of Holmes.
Rick Mulvaney, John Bolton, Mike Pompeo, Rick Perry are refusing to cooperate, and David Holmes showed great courage today.
This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep. The options, mile availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mpvans.com.
The estate of Jeffrey Epstein wants to set up a fund using the late financier's fortune to compensate women willing to forego a spate of lawsuits seeking damages for sexual abuse. According to court documents, the co-executors of the estate asked the court to approve a voluntary program committed to giving the plaintiffs compassion, dignity, and respect while sparing them the rigors and publicity of litigation. Seeking to halt federal agents from arresting people in courthouses for immigration violations, Oregon's Supreme Court Chief Justice prohibited civil arrests in state courthouses unless the arresting agency has a judicial arrest warrant. Activists for immigrants have complained about increased enforcement activity around courthouses and other places under the Trump administration. In one incident, agents pepper-sprayed family members of a person they were trying to arrest in a courthouse in Astoria, Oregon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump's former advisor, Roger Stone, has been found guilty of lying to Congress, obstruction of justice, and witness intimidation. USA's Chris Barnes says he was accused of trying to chase what information WikiLeaks had on Democrats back in 2016.
A legal analyst, Glenn Kirshner, breaking down how much time Stone could now end up facing in prison.
Roger Stone will now be facing statutorily up to 50 years in prison. However, the federal sentencing guidelines will come in with a much lower sentencing range than that.
The 67-year-old Stone was brought to trial as part of the Mueller investigation for his attempts to learn what information WikiLeaks had on hacked Democratic emails during the 2016 election. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Chicago teachers have approved the contract deal that ended an 11-day strike. It includes pay raises, $35 million to enforce limits on class sizes, and a place to supply each school with a nurse and a social worker. More than 25,000 members went on strike October 17th. The teachers held marches and rallies across the city, and the district kept the schools open but canceled 2 weeks of classes. More than 300,000 students and their families were affected. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.